This project is called Indetermining John Cage, and it was a collaboration between Michael Garofalo, Josh Hoagland, and Shawnee Enelow. Michael Garofalo is an experimental musician and a radio producer. Josh Hoagland is a theater director, and Shawnee Enelow, who is me, I am a writer and theater and performance artist and a theater scholar. So our project is based on one of John Cage's performance lectures called Indeterminacy. And the lecture consisted of a series of 1 minute long stories drawn from his life and the lives of his friends. And often David Tudor would perform Cage's musical compositions alongside his stories. So the stories and the music would happen concurrently, but they wouldn't be synchronized. So the interesting thing about Indeterminacy is that the stories really situate Cage in a historical moment. If you read them today, they read very much like stories of a particular time and place, and Cage's milieu and his friends all feature prominently in these stories. So there's a tension between his principles of form and the fact that in those principles, there often seems to be what we might call the death of the author or the evacuation of the subjectivity of the artist. It's a very anti-romantic idea of artistic creation. On the other hand, today, there certainly is a myth of Cage, the figure, that is inextricable from our sense of what these works are and what these principles are. So one of the things that we were interested in was what would happen if we removed the figure of John Cage from the equation. How easily did these formal principles translate to another time? What would happen to the piece? Is it just as interesting if the stories are intimate stories from a person who is not a familiar name or commodity?